6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Oh boy. Yeah. Maybe. For a short time, because here we go. The current time is 1930 UTC. And that means I'm passing under canopy. It also means that the current time is 1930 UTC. Wait, did I say that already? And, you're listening to The Dubious Ghouls. All right, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, and I'm working my way down into the creek once again today. And I don't know how long we're going to be down here because it's pretty warm today. It's about 28 degrees. The sun is halfway hiding behind clouds, so let's hope that keeps up. But yeah, it's warm. It's a hot day. And I thought, well, we gotta go down and look for golf balls. Because it's Sunday, right? Alright, so I'm standing here at the edge of the creek. I can hear a lawnmower or something up on the golf course. We've got a couple of new white golf balls in the creek that I'm not particularly interested in. And, that seems to be about it. Plus this yellow that was sitting here for a few days and I threw it down there yesterday. Okay. So that's good to know. Now what we need to do is pull off this little trick again. Quite the neat little trick if you want to get down to the other end of the creek without expending too much effort. Okay, here we are back down on this side of the creek. Or this end of the creek, I should say. Yeah, that red ball is still down in there in an inaccessible place. Let's go down here. Oh, and we got a couple of white golf balls. We've got an extra white golf ball in the water now, too. There's one across the bank. Doesn't look like it's anything. Oh, what else we got? Da-di-da-di-da. Here's a white golf ball that I have no interest in. And I think there's one down here too. Yep. Oh. But no. It's not. Oh, yes. We're picking it up because this is something good. Oh, yay. So glad we made the trip down here. Because what we have in our hands right now is another one of those Callaway weird stripe balls that sort of look like the TaylorMade stripe balls, except these Callaway balls have this stripe around them that's very wide, a centimeter and a half, but it's just red dots. The red dots are slightly less dense and a little bit more pink in the middle. Oh wow, we now have two of these. I think one of them's a number two. This one's a number three. We also have one of these that's blue, and that's a number one. Or I might have that confused. Me? Is that backwards? I don't remember. Don't matter. Don't care. Oh my God, we got ourselves a good golf ball today. Goes directly into the golf ball pocket and gets zipped. Yes, my golf ball pocket has a zipper on it to prevent, you know, golf ball loss. Due to inversion. Oh, look at this. As I make my way upstream a little bit, there's a really nice dryad saddle. Mushrooms growing out of this little stick here. Very nice. Very nice. All right, I'm walking up here just to make sure we're not missing any other spectacular golf balls. There's something in the water up here by the rocks where we hop over to the island. And it doesn't look like anything. Looks like it's just a regular old golf ball. Kind of wondering if we should hop across the creek here, go over to the island. I don't see anything on the island. Well, maybe there might be a white golf ball up there. You know, I think I'm going to do it. The water level's nice and low. We can get across the creek nice and safely. Rock hop, rock hop, rock hop, rock hop, and on the bank. Okay. Well, not on the bank so much as on the apron. Gotta come up here to get up onto the bank. Wow, and there's cotton everywhere. Everything is just sort of coated in this light coating of cotton. It's very lovely. All right, so we're stomping through the island here, looking around. I thought I saw a white golf ball over there, but maybe that wasn't a golf ball. Okay, so there's something light blue under here. What could that be? Nothing. But there's also a golf ball right here. What is it? Titleist number one, black number. Don't care. Bugs in my face. Here's a... Ooh, I just scraped mud onto my leg with my foot. Here's a weird yellow. It's a Bridgestone. And it's got a logo on it. I dropped it. I don't care. Oh, it's getting warmer and warmer by the second. I am going to need to leave this area very soon. Like 2 minutes ago. Alright, so we checked the last of the zone here, I think. What's that over there? Hold on, there could be something weird over there. We gotta check it. Okay. What is over here? Nothing, just a candy wrapper or something in the leaves. Okay. Oh, we gotta get out of here. Check the area. Scanning, scanning, scanning. Not seeing anything. Okay, we gotta get out of here. We gotta get out of here with our ill-gotten gains. Well, these are not ill-gotten. The one golf ball we found was found in a fair fight. I'm glad I got another one of these. I was just thinking about these a couple days ago. Was it yesterday? I was washing some of the golf balls that we found in the last couple days, and I was looking at the two on the counter that are just like this one and thinking, wow, we gotta get some more of those. Those are pretty crazy. Yeah, so we got one. Okay, back into the creek. Rock, rock, rock. And what's this in the water? It's a Precept 44, but it has a red number. No, it's a 33, and it has a red number. Interesting. I'm leaving it right there. Usually those are, and I was just thinking about that, too, because I've got my Precepts, the 00, the 11, 22, and the 33. I have them on my windowsill in my kitchen. And I was thinking, you know, I wonder if those go up any higher. No, they don't. They just apparently have red variants. Also next to my double number Precepts, I have the Bomb 77. Ooh. Okay. Ho-dilly-doo. I'm back down by the culvert. And it's time to get out of here. Ooh, I might have stayed out here a little bit too long today. As we climb back up the slope, this is gonna burn. But the one thing that can relieve us of all this pain is synth. Turn on the synth. Not the best way to wrap that up, but okay. It happens sometimes that way. All right, fine. So what are we doing exactly? Well, I thought it would be neat. I thought maybe we needed to add some more stuff. I thought it would be a good idea. And so that's where we're at. We're at the good idea stage. The is it actually a good idea stage. And yeah, let's wait, why do I have nothing? Oh wait, we gotta push all the right buttons, which includes this one and that one. Okay, go. Yeah, turn off the docks. Okay, so, yeah, we added little baby synth, and what does little baby synth do? This. and do it again. And I'm not married to this. I'm not particularly fond of this. This is just kind of a placeholder for the idea. But I'm wondering how good of an idea this is. Or if it's a good idea if I only do something a little bit differenter. Maybe. It goes with all that. Does it go with this? Sure. Yeah. But do we want to incorporate this? Is this all that interesting? I don't know. Maybe we need to put some more minorishness. What's that you're saying, Tobe? Minorishness? What are these fancy music terms that you're using? Dope docs to normal. Does it do anything for me like this? Not particularly. Let me hear the thingy through it again. Hey. I don't know. Big maybe. What key are we in? Not that one. Which one is it? Nobody knows. Yeah, I don't know if I'm impressed with that or not. Okay, stop. Let us halt. Let us consider doing something slightly more different and slightly more gooder. Let's do something different. What if we... All right. What if we did... Where's the note? Oh, is that it? Is that what I'm looking for? What if we did something like that? Oops, no. It would have to be basically okay. And then we need a comebacker, and that'll just go like like this. Okay. And, yeah. So how does that all come together? Well, let's find out. Okay. Come back. Yes. All right, let's test it with the other thing, the main theme. Oh, it's kind of... No. That doesn't work because the little comebacker bit is stomping on the squidinchy squidonch. And yes, these are more technical, very technical music terms. So we're going to do something different on the squinchy squidonch. We're going to go low instead of going high. And I think we can fix that if we just go like this. Wait, we can do this, right? Yeah. Okay, and then what do? We put in... What are we going to put in? Something like... No, it's got to go... We got to go down. And we can't go down a whole hell of a lot lower than where we're already at. So let's just put in... doubles. So it sounds like this. That'll be the last bar of the thing that we're doing. And so... Yeah, okay, that could be the thing that we're after. Let's check it out. Much better. Yeah, it's... Much better, and that still kind of stomps on that thing at the end, but it kind of... It helps. It ameliorates. It takes out the yuck that was so glucky and makes it more better. Okay, I'm trying to do a thing here. And so, what does it all mean, Tobe? It means that we're gonna do what? Oh, it means that I think I just screwed up again. What else is new? You know what we should do is we should stop messing around with this and we should make this longer so it kind of times up with everything else more gooder. But is it important? No, because once I start doing weird stuff, it could potentially get off. And so in order to save face in, you know, live situations, we're not going to do that. And now I'm wondering if we need to put in some twinkly dinklies. Like, what if we put a twinkly dinkly here? Basically, we've got... Okay, let's just go like this. Let's put in one of these. Oh, wait, no. Move it over here. Put it right there, and then we'll go this one, right? Yeah, and then this one? Yeah. Bing, bonk, bonk. And we're going to put some of that in. Okay, How does it sound with the other track? Not that one, this one. That one note falls at the same time, and I thought we were missing that on purpose. But I'm gonna leave it just the way it is, just because maybe that's kind of a thing that we want to have. Because it could be. And you can't prove otherwise. So, let's do some more. And we can do some more by finding another sound. Not that sound. And why is the arpeggiator on? Turn that off. And, Chubba Galubba. And I want to try something kind of wonky here, so yeah, and that's exactly the kind of wonky we need right now. Jeez. Why is the reverb up so high? Because it always sounds cool with more reverb, right? Of course. More reverb is more better. So let's see what that sounds like. Oh, skadoosh. Let's add the kadonks. I wanted the high kadonks. Yeah. What about the other thing? No. Let's offset that. I'm going to move all of that over. I'm going to move it all up back. 1/16. So this will play. So these will interplay between each other. Oh my god. Hell yes. Hell yes. Oh. Bring those cymbals back. Yeah. Oh, yeah. How about this one? Yeah. And now we gotta leave that reverb in, 'cause that just sounds dope as hell. What happens if we throw the main theme on top? Let's try it. Oh, it's busy as hell, but it sure sounds good. But guess what? That's right. It's the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me.
For me.
The end.
Oh yes, and that means that you've been listening to The Dubious Finding Golf Balls and Playing Cool Synth Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. Let's synth on out of here.